This is Bird Note. The Yellow Sea coast of the Korean Peninsula is one of the few places on Earth where spoon-billed sandpipers can still be found. Bird Note's Adam Sedgley joined Cornell Lab of Ornithology multimedia producer Garrett Vinn to photograph and record these critically endangered shorebirds. They found the sandpipers resting and feeding en route from their nesting grounds in Siberia to their wintering habitat in Southeast Asia. Here's Adam.
So during peak migrations in the spring and fall, a single mudflat on the Yellow Sea can have flocks of tens of thousands of shorebirds of different species. And when you're tasked with finding a single species that has a global population of only a few hundred birds, the challenge is like finding a very rare needle in a feathery and constantly moving haystack. A couple hours before high tide, Garrett would set up a camouflage tent near the high water mark and wait for the water to gradually push the birds up the beach. I had a spotting scope in the grass behind him, and I was constantly scanning the incoming flocks of shorebirds to find a spoonie. I'd use a radio to communicate the movement of the birds to Garrett. Garrett would also go out on the mudflats at low tide, up to a mile out. I'd radio the direction, and he'd slowly approach the birds in the thick mud on his stomach.
For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.